Mishnah and Maisa Paragim or Mishnah Hay. Zeo Chaser, she chayevis from Maisa. What type of Chaser would be Machayev? Take off Trumas and Maisa. We've had previously that once you take the produce into the house, you no longer can eat even a temporary type of achila from the produce until you take off Trumas and Maisa. Now, just like if you take it into a house, that obligates you to take off Trumas and Maisa. So, too, if you take it into a courtyard, that would obligate you to take off Trumas and Maisa. But only if the courtyard is similar to a house. So the Mishnah asks, what type of chaser is similar to a house that would obligate you to take out Trumas and Maisa from the produce as soon as the produce is taken into the courtyard? Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, chaser atzurish ha-kelim nishmarim b'tochos. Rabbi Yishmael says, the type of courtyard that's similar to a house is a chaser atzurish, a courtyard that is found in Tzuri. That stuff in the courtyard is guarded inside of it, as in Tzuri, they used to post a guard at the front of the courtyard, so everything in the courtyard was guarded. That type of chaser is similar to a house and would have the same din as a house, that once the produce is taken into a guarded courtyard, the produce cannot be eaten until you take out Trumas and Maisa. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Rabbi Akiva says, anytime you have a courtyard where there are two houses in that courtyard, so there are two different people going in and out of the courtyard, and one of the two opens the door to the courtyard, the other one protests and closes it, and also vice versa, when one closes it, the other one protests and opens it. Such a courtyard is not guarded. So therefore, if you bring produce into such a courtyard, that would not obligate you to take off Trumas and Maisa, because the courtyard has to be similar to a house where the stuff inside is guarded, and this chaser is not similar to a house, since there are two different people going in and out, and one will open while the other will shut, and vice versa. So therefore, it's not similar to a house. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Kol Shein Adam Bayis Milacho V'Toycha Chayevet. Rabbi Nechemiah says, anytime you have a courtyard, that a person will not be embarrassed to eat inside the courtyard. Such a courtyard is similar to a house. I would obligate you to take off Trumas and Maisros. As if the area was a public area where there are a lot of people inside the courtyard, and a person would be embarrassed to eat his food there, such a courtyard is not similar to a house. But if a person would not be embarrassed to eat in the chaser, there aren't so many people in the chaser, that chaser is similar enough to a house, then it would obligate you to take off Trumas and Maisa from the produce that is brought into that chaser. Rabbi Yossi, Kosha Nichnas Lovein, Omer Ma'atam Avakim Petur. Rabbi Yossi says, anytime you have a chaser, or somebody who enters the chaser, nobody asks them, what are you doing in this chaser? Such a chaser is not similar to a house. And this chaser is a very public area that people are going in and out, and when somebody walks into the chaser, nobody asks them what is doing there. So therefore, the produce that's brought in there would not be chayav in Trumas and Maisa. But if the chaser is more private, then when somebody walks in, he is asked what he is doing in the chaser, that chaser is similar to a house, and the produce that's brought in there, you would have to take out Trumas and Maisa before eating the produce. Rabbi Huda said, when you have two courtyards, one inside the other, the inside chaser is similar to a house, and the produce that's brought in there cannot be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maisa. But the outside chaser is not similar to a house, and produce that's brought in there can be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maisa. The reason being is because the people that are going to the inside chaser have to go through the outside chaser to get to the inside chaser. So since there are people going through the outside chaser that do not belong to the outside chaser, they're only going through there to get to the inside chaser, the outside chaser is not similar to a house, and therefore the produce that's brought in there can be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maisa. Produce that's brought onto the roof to dry, that produce can be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maisa. Even though the house is inside a chaser, that would obligate you to take off Trumas and Maisa from the produce brought in that chaser. As a chaser, it's one of the chaseres that is similar to a house that obligates you to take off Trumas and Maisa from the produce. And the produce that you brought to the roof of the house, you first had to bring it through the chaser in order to get it up to the roof of the house. Even so, the produce is brought to the roof. You can eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisa. Since at the time you took it through the chaser, you didn't plan on keeping it in the chaser. You planned on taking it up to the roof. So even though it was in a chaser that obligates you to take off Trumas and Maisa, since you're bringing it up to the roof, you can eat the produce without taking off Trumas and Maisa from that produce. Beishar Chadra Umar Pesach. A gatehouse, or an achsada, which is a portico, it has three walls and a roof. Namapet, which is a balcony. Hari Elu Kachatu. All these things have the same din as the chasa that they are in. In Chayebes Chayavim, then Petura Petura. If the Beit Shar Sadr or Marpeset is inside a chaser, which is similar to a house, and would obligate you to take off Trumas and Maaseh from the produce that's brought in that chaser. So the Beit Shar Sadr Marpeset would also have the same din, and any produce that's brought to the gatehouse, or into the portico, or into the balcony, cannot be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maaseh. But if the Beit Shar Sadr Marpeset are inside a chaser, which is not similar to a house, and that chaser would not obligate you to take off Trumas and Maaseh from the produce that's brought in the chaser, so too the Beit Shar, Achsadr, Marpeset would have the same din, and any produce that's brought in the gatehouse, or in the portico, or in the balcony can be eaten without first taking off Trumas and Maaseh.